You aren't going to submit to Babylon. No way. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, God is on our side. He does not want us to serve Nebuchadnezzar. He's a bad guy. He's not a Christian. He's a murderer. You get all these good, nice names about Nebuchadnezzar. And that all becomes justification why we should not submit to Nebuchadnezzar. But they did not understand that Jeremiah was saying, look it, you and your forefathers have sinned and you have refused to be obedient to my law. Therefore, God has pronounced judgment on you and you will serve the king of Babylon whether you like it or not. You can go the easy way or the hard way. One way or the other, you are going to serve Babylon. Now, do you want the wooden yoke or the iron yoke? Now you got a choice. We find that in verse 10, then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. He had a wooden yoke on his neck. See, God told him to get this old wooden yoke, put it on, and go out into the marketplace and tell the people, you're going to go into a captivity and get a yoke on you. Like a bunch of oxen, you're going to serve the farmer, the king of Babylon. Hananiah says, no way. We're not going to do that. So he broke this yoke. And Hananiah spoke in the presence of all the people, saying, thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. He didn't even fight back. Isn't that interesting? Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet, after that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. Now there we get into Deuteronomy 28:48. God says, if you will refuse to submit to my judgments and disciplines and corrections, I will put upon you a yoke of iron, and I'll besiege you in your gates. I'll send a nation from afar that you don't know their language. You'll eat your children because of the siege, and you'll get the whole city, the whole land will be destroyed, and you'll get carted off into captivity into a foreign land. That is what the law says is the iron yoke. They were given the opportunity to submit to a wooden yoke, which, if you look in the previous 5 or 6 chapters, you will find the wooden yoke was, submit to Nebuchadnezzar here, and you will not be destroyed. There won't be a war. The city of Jerusalem won't be destroyed. The temple won't be destroyed. All you got to do is pay the tax. Sure, you'll be serving Nebuchadnezzar. But why will you die, O house of Israel? Submit and live. We can't read all those chapters, but if you will read through them, you'll see that's exactly what his message is. And he starts out with this vision of the two baskets of figs, one very good, one bad. The bad ones are those who refuse to go to Babylon. The good ones are those who do go to Babylon. Isn't that interesting? In other words, they submit to the yoke of Babylon. Those are the good figs.